Welcome to episode 4 of Faith in Me. Assalamu alaikum, this is your host Haifa. Sometime back, atheism was on a roll. Remember? People rejecting the existence of God or any spiritual force for that matter. Then there was this universe conspiring thing. And guess what's trending now? Spirituality! Yes! It's actually cool to be a spiritual person today. You hear things like, I am spiritual but not religious. I meditated in the Himalayas with Swami so-and-so, who happens to be a white guy, and now I'm a monk too. Hashtag Zen, hashtag higher consciousness, hashtag spiritual journey. So, in today's podcast, we'll be discussing what is modern spirituality, why is it trending, and is Islam compatible with spirituality? What are the dangers and opportunities of this new trend? Now, the reasons why people are finally interested in spiritual nourishment are simple. Modern lifestyle and work-related burnout has created a population struggling with depression and anxiety like never before. People have started looking inward to find a higher purpose in their life. Because, you know, spiritual nourishment and mental health go hand in hand. And it's not just a trend of the West. But did you know that in South Korea, fortune-telling is expected to be a $1 billion business? They even have spiritual vending machines that drop inspirational quotes and predictions to ease anxieties on the go. So, living in the information era, people have access to the full range of religions out there. Religions, practices, and cults and belief systems to ever exist. This wasn't the case before. And it's no doubt empowering to have the spiritual freedom to pick and choose whatever suits you. Which again comes with its own downside, which we'll talk about in a bit. Another factor that has fueled modern spirituality is how organized mainstream religions have become rigid and monotonous. It has been reduced to a history lesson at Sunday schools or madrasas. To make things worse, they see the hypocrisy of sheikhs and priests and even elders in the family living double lives. Now, a lot of people out there are true seekers, by the way, but the rest are simply jumping into the bandwagon. This hashtag culture has reduced this area of deep reflections, self-growth, and possibilities into merely a hashtag. I mean, look at yoga. It literally means to unite with the ultimate reality. And the only reality people want to unite with today is a yoga butt in yoga pants. I mean, sadly, hijab is also becoming a Muslim equivalent of yoga pants on social media. Mindfulness events galore. Inspirational quotes with background image of the mountains or the sunset for instant enlightenment of ourselves and our friends. And of course, let's not forget minimalism. Minimalism, where you throw away all your stuff and buy overpriced, branded, minimalist products. I mean, like it or not, spirituality needs to divorce from materialism, period. In their frivolous hunt to get spiritual highs, people are even turning to folk religion and witchcraft. Ancient pagan practices are being celebrated now simply because they are ancient and must be true. Now, in the last podcast, we discussed why paganism is so ancient. Well, Adam, Hawa, and Iblis were sent down together, y'all. So from day one, there were ones who worshipped their creator alone and one who wanted to deviate them to something else. So obviously, these practices are as old as we humans are. And the fact that pagan practices are similar across the world, like ancient temples in South America and back in India having similar names and idols, there is no mystery here. The guy behind those is the same. Now the question is Islam so rigid that you have to seek spiritual fuel elsewhere? Well, what's driving people away is not Islam, but the haram police. Our super nosy, judgmental, self-appointed haram police who suffocate Muslims with their lists of don'ts and confirmed tickets to hell, making it impossible to practice. Islam has basic rules, the fard, the mandatory one, and the forbidden. And then you worship, your worship is customizable with sunnah of a prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After introducing my daughter to salah, the daily prayers, I told her that I've taught you the basics. With this, you have entered your garden of salah. Throughout your life, you can beautify it with extra prayers. You can landscape it, stop the weeds. It's your journey. Now, our society has made religion a yardstick to judge others, not necessarily themselves, instead of being a foundation to grow together. They also conveniently choose culture over religion, even if it goes completely against what God wants from us. Just look at the lofty status Islam gives women and how our Desi cultures abuse women, daughters, wives, and daughters-in-law in the name of the same religion. Coming back to the point, when an Arab Muslim friend of mine told me she was going to the Himalayas for meditation with a monk, I was flabbergasted. I mean, girl, have you even met Tahajjud? But I see the lure. Ironically, Tahajjud is done in the darkest part of the night, when everyone is sleeping. Your closeness to Allah and secrecy of worship is kind of tied together. You don't go hashtag Tahajjud spirituality. Hopefully that doesn't trend, you know. So now again, it's not that hopeless really, because we all go through a spiritual curve, even as practicing Muslims. Teens and youth often break off from religion only to return later, sometimes with more rigor, when their life is more settled. So it's just a phase, really. Sometimes it's just a phase. A seeking heart is a good sign, but let's not get swept away by Insta fads and chasing spiritual experiences for temporary highs. Especially Harry Potter style witch rituals and channeling energy of the mother nature and all that nonsense. See, everything unseen is not divine. If you're going to box everything in the spiritual realm to be godly, then you'll mess up, because there are plenty of other creations God has created that we can't see, like angels, jinns, and creatures in their world. It's important to understand what these beings are, and most of the jinn kind don't wish good for us. Pagans are mostly worshipping these jinns. Yes, they have been created with a different set of skills, but that doesn't make them divine. So tread these murky waters with caution. But seek. Seek with sincerity, not to feed your ego or be seen by others. Reflect. Give. Help. Nature is amazing, yes, but don't stop there. Think. Who could have made this beauty and its perfect design? Keep going. The entire universe is glorifying its creator. You want to sink and be one with nature? Join them. Glorify him. Breathing and energy signs are great, but don't stop at that feeling. Think about your lungs. Its design, free oxygen, a fully functional machine inside you, running from birth to death. Who put it in? Who designed it? It's gonna stop one day for sure when you die. Then what is it that you're alive for? Seek, 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 seek your creator. That is spirituality. That will take you to your soul, enlightenment, and bring out the best human within you. With that, we come to the end of this podcast. May Allah guide us all and our children in these unprecedented times. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wassalamu alaikum.